Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here on Monday, April 20th, 2026. Good Lord, it has been a long week, and we will be here with you 7 days a week, as always, Monday through Friday on this show, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, with myself, Brian Alvarez, Lance Storm, usually. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, with Andrew Zarian, and Saturday mornings with Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 Eastern. We are coming off of WrestleMania weekend, which, as always, is the absolute busiest, most mind-blowing, earth-shattering, tiring weekend of the year for wrestlers, wrestling fans, and we will try to get into as much of that as we can today. My plan is to talk about, the big WrestleMania shows that took place over the weekend. Of course, WrestleMania Night 1, Night 2, here in Las Vegas, right down the street at Allegiant Stadium, over, I believe, 105,000 fans attended over the two nights. That's not counting all of the independent shows that took place, whether it was GCW, whether it was the worst show of Mania weekend, whether it was Action Wrestling. I mean, I can't even tell you how many shows went on over the weekend. Probably, well, I could find out and tell you, but I'm not going to do the due diligence because we probably don't have time to talk about all of them anyways. But we have a new champion on top of the WWE. Perhaps we are going back to the glory days. Does wrestling need to be saved? Was it saved? Stay with me for the rest of Wrestling Observer Live, and we will find out.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back here on the air. Filthy Tom Lawler holding down the fort solo today. And I'm going to get right into WrestleMania results, WrestleMania review from night one and night two, because I'm not sure if we'll even have time to get through all of it. If I do, I'll take a little bit of time to talk about what went on over the weekend that I did, what I saw, what I witnessed. There are multiple podcasts up on the main site, the Wrestling Observer Figure Four Wrestling site, covering some of those events. Of course, Josh Barnett's Bloodsport, CMLL, the worst show all Mania week, which Brian and Vinny did a full review of on their Q&A from the Circa, and there's quite a few discrepancies with what they said happened, especially regarding myself, that I will clear up later on in the week when Brian is here to lie when he tries to defend himself. Joey Janela's spring break, there's Brian probably talks about his appearance in the Immortal Cluster on Saturday night, where he defeated Sean Ross Sapp from Fightful, super kicked him right out of his boots and pinned him. But I've already spent too much time talking about this. Brian was, I think, eliminated by Shotzi like right away. So thank Lord he's not going to be able to put himself over too hard. But let's get right into WrestleMania Night 1 now. This show and both nights, obviously coming to us from Allegiant Stadium, right down the street, 15 minutes away. But I dare not go in that direction during the time these events are going on. It's like a no man's land for me. I wanted nothing to do with sitting. And I checked tickets actually Saturday. When I say I wanted nothing to do with it, that's a lie. I wanted nothing to do with it for the prices that you could get in for. I checked on Saturday morning, and I believe tickets were down to, like, for pretty decent seats, about $150 per person. But, I mean, just not doing it. It's too much, too little, too late. But I watched on the old television screen, as I'm sure many others did, and many others who were here in Vegas partying watched from those same screens at pools and viewing parties across the valley. The show opened up with a simulcast on ESPN2 because these lowly jobbers on night one can't even get on main ESPN. I'm surprised they didn't stick some of these matches on the Ocho. But it opened up on ESPN2 with LA Knight and the Usos taking on iShow Speed and Logan Paul and Austin Theory of The Vision. Paul and Theory, your current tag team champions. The only tag titles defended on WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2 are the women's tag belts, which were like much maligned for a long time until they just started throwing teams together and putting them in a multi-team feud leading to this WrestleMania. But the men's tag champs on this brand in a six-man and the SmackDown tag champs, well, they're still relegated to SmackDown. So this match took 7 minutes out of your television time. Speed, who weeks ago wanted nothing to do with this match at all, was forced into it. He tried to avoid the BFT. He pushed Knight into Logan Paul, who was on the apron. Theory started berating poor iShow Speed, and Knight pushed Theory into Speed, hit Theory with the BFT, won the match. Afterwards, the heels blamed iShow Speed. Paul punched him out. And then, of course, the Usos, LA Knight, who wanted nothing to do with iShow Speed for weeks and weeks and weeks, have hated him, chased him around, beat him up. They saw him get punched and they said, ah, man, we got to save this guy. So they got in there. They gave Logan Paul a 1D. They laid him out on the announce desk so that iShow Speed could fly off the post with a splash, take out Paul, get millions, perhaps billions of social media hits throughout all of the avenues. And that was the end of this segment. Speed, as far as celebrity guests go, I like Speed. He has this uncanny ability to make it look like he's constantly on the verge of tears, being confused or angry. So, like the Speed. Fatu then took on Drew McIntyre in the main event of the ESPN2 portion. This was under street fight rules. These guys worked really hard, pounded on each other with foreign objects. They used wrenches. They broke out the toolbox. So there was multiple foreign objects they could break out there. Anything that they could get their hands on. At one point, Fatu was on the top. He was thrown off the top, threw a table on the floor. It looked brutal. He also, at one point, hit the mighty moonsault, which I have to say is a great move. Not the biggest fan of the fact that we have Tiffany Stratton and Fatu. You know, there's like 100 people on this roster, but they both have the same finishing move, and they're on the same brand. But Fatu needs a better name for this moonsault. The mighty moonsault. It just does not fit this hardened street criminal, as some would call him. But he hit this mighty moonsault through a table and put away Drew McIntyre in 14 minutes and 9 seconds to win. This is one of the better matches of night one. Perhaps I would think the second best match as I look at the results. Maybe the third. But we had the women's four-way tag title match. The Irresistible Forces, your champions, Nia Jax, Lash Legend, defended the titles against Alexa Bliss and Charlotte Flair, Lyra Valkyria and Bayley, and the Bella Twins. Or so we thought, because weeks ago, Nikki Bella was injured during a brawl on Raw. It may have been on SmackDown. It was on one of the two major shows. And she was injured during a brawl, and the thought was maybe she will be able to recover and make it to this match, but she had some sort of ankle surgery. She came out on crutches. So Bree said, look, we have a replacement. I called up one of my old friends, and Nikki Bella's replacement turned out to be the returning Paige, who got a huge reaction from the crowd. WrestleMania always loves to have these big surprises, and they got one here. Always like a big fly-in crowd. Many fans from the UK, I'm sure, were there. So they got their fix, as one of their own was the big return. At one point during the match, the baby faces, I believe they're baby faces, the Bella Twins. Nikki Bella was on the outside, and she took her crutch and started whacking Charlotte right in front of the ref. But, you know, of course, it's a multi-person match, so you can't DQ anybody. So the referee just stands there. Nikki beats her with the crutch. Alexa Bliss goes for the Twisted Bliss. Paige gets her knees up, hits the Paige Turner, and gets the win. So Paige and Brie Bella, in the year of your Lord 2026, are the WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. So 8 people in this match, 8 minutes for the match, and that seemed to kind of be the theme of WrestleMania Night 1, was a lot of commercials and some very little match time in the way of what went on in the ring. And what followed this up was another match that was about 8 minutes long. That's Becky Lynch taking on AJ Lee, refereed by Jessica Carr. This is for the Intercontinental Championship on the women's side. Becky and Carr were pretty much the story of the match the entire time. They've been feuding since, I believe, the summer, maybe even before SummerSlam. The announcers were making the point that despite all of these repeated issues, the officials' assignments were given, and Jessica Carr was indeed on assignment for this matchup. At one point, Lynch ripped off the turnbuckle, and her and Jessica Carr, of course, got into it, as that's illegal. Jessica Carr is like, "Are you insane?" Which at some points, yeah, Becky Lynch absolutely is insane. So AJ Lee charged Becky in the corner. Lynch pulled Carr in the way. AJ stopped short like she was Kramer with a woman in the passenger seat, but was thrown headfirst into the exposed steel. Becky Lynch hit the manhandle slam, and Becky Lynch is your three-time WWE Women's Intercontinental Champion. We'll be back to follow up with Night 1 and Night 2 after the break.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler back on the air with you. I am only halfway through WrestleMania Night 1, and we are like almost halfway through the show. I don't even know. I am operating on limited bandwidth after the long weekend that I had, and I don't even want to get into it. It's very disappointing in some ways, and perhaps I'll talk about it later on in the show if I have time. Perhaps it'll have to wait until I make my weekly other appearance, but we'll see. So Gunther took on Seth Rollins in, up to this point, which was the best match of WrestleMania for sure, I would say. These two fought outside the ring before the bell even rang, with Rollins ragdolling Gunther all around the ring desks. He started pelting Gunther with chairs from the audience. Then they stared at each other from opposite sides of the ring. Seth gave him the double birds. They started fighting again to begin the match. Speaking of the double birds, I was on the call for Bloodsport this past weekend. The final Bloodsport. The ultimate blood sport. And, Stone Cold was there. That's what I was trying to get at. Speaking of the double birds, he was standing right in front of me watching the whole time. So, but Seth and Gunther were cooking, man. Seth hit the buckle bomb early, pedigree, a stomp for a near fall later on. The crowd was chanting how awesome this was. And if you're there on night one and you're watching this up to this point, this was like an A1 Wagyu when you've been eating Alpo. So I agree. They should have been chanting, this is awesome. Gunther locked on the sleeper. Seth got out, hit some forearms, superplex into the Falcon Arrow. Gunther kicked out. Seth locked a sleeper on again, and the crowd went absolutely crazy, hoping that Seth Rollins, who's never won with a sleeper in his life, however, they have gotten this spot over against Gunther. It's amazing that one of Gunther's major near fall spots is him being put into the sleeper as a counter, but Gunther did not tap out. He got out. Seth dove onto him on the floor. Gunther eventually caught him, power bombed him on the apron, tried for another one on the table, but Seth gave him a pedigree, leapt off one table onto the other, cracked Gunther's formidable forehead off the table with a stomp, and then Bron Breakker ran down, speared Rollins ringside, tossed him in the ring. Gunther locked on the sleeper, trapped one of the arms, and he put Seth Rollins to sleep. Then after the match, Breakker ran down the aisleway once again, kind of speared Seth Rollins, kind of just dove in the air, did a flip. And then he embraced with Paul Heyman on the ramp afterwards, and this match, 17 minutes, 52 seconds. Awesome. But now, Paul Heyman owes Gunther big time. He owes him, I don't even know what. I was under the impression that Gunther would be asking for a match with the Beast. But as we will get to later on, I don't think we're going that direction. So Liv Morgan then defeated Stephanie Vaquer for the women's title. I was looking at, doing some brushing up earlier on these matches, and like the WWE YouTube, which has, you can go on the WWE YouTube and watch a highlight of all of the full entrances from WrestleMania. Over 30 minutes you can watch of entrances they have up there. Also, apparently, I didn't do the math, but I saw on Twitter, which, hey, you know, you can always rely on, but between the two nights of WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2, I think over 38 minutes of footage of the upcoming Hulk Hogan documentary over both nights. So, anyways, Liv Morgan won this match. The YouTube didn't even have any highlights for it. They didn't mention it. Liv did her full song and dance for her entrance, for her new single, Trouble. And they had 6 minutes, 51 seconds. Stephanie did her Devil's Kiss. They each hit their other person's finishers. The Judgment Day ran down with Roxanne, gave her a distraction. Raquel knocked Stephanie off the top. Liv hit the Oblivion, but only got a two. She missed a dive and hit Raquel on the floor. Stephanie did a crossbody to them on the floor. Springboard crossbody was great from inside the ring to the outside. Then Liv threw her into the steps, hit a code breaker off the second, Oblivion, and got the win. There is trouble in the women's division as Liv Morgan from the Judgment Day is the new champion. Dom Mysterio came to the ring, celebrated post-match with her. We then had John Cena in a great segment. He made the official attendance announcement for tonight's show, night one, at 50,816 people. And, you know, like looking at it, this may have been the best thing on night one. He then was interrupted by fireworks. And instead of this being the end of the segment, he welcomed Bianca Belair to the ring. And the EST danced her way down, twirled her braid, got in the ring, pulled back her robe, revealed her belly, and said, "We need to add one more to the attendance list because she is pregnant." This was great. John Cena said, "Thank you for allowing the WWE family to join your family in celebration of the youngest WWE superstar in history." And the new attendance, 50,817. For night one. I didn't see the commercial for that one, but perhaps it was sponsored by one of our sponsors on this show, the Blue Pill. Maybe it was Steel Man. Who knows? We got quite a few. Then in the main event, Cody Rhodes took on Randy Orton. This was weird. This was a weird, weird, weird match. Just the way it was laid out leading up to it. You have Randy Orton, who's clearly being cheered by the fans as the babyface. They want him to win. They insert Pat McAfee on his side as somebody who was like a mystery man, the higher power for Randy Orton, telling him that he's not, there's more than one royal family in wrestling. So Randy Orton apparently listening to only one man, and that was Pat McAfee. The entire thing was bizarre. But Pat McAfee has been a heat magnet for Randy Orton over the past few weeks. He's also been now feuding with Jelly Roll, who was one of the only people that Orton was listening to before, but also was a friend of Cody Rhodes. So we got all these celebrities, I guess, involved in this match. And before it even begins, we get some more celebrity action as Jelly Roll comes out, puts Pat McAfee through a table at ringside. So after all that, after all the build, Jelly Roll, Pat McAfee, see you later. They're out of the equation for the match after this last month, which I'm not complaining, believe me. So they went the entire match with Cody essentially working as the heel and being booed while Orton sold what was rumored to be a back injury and gathered sympathy from the crowd. This match was not bad, it's so bizarre to watch because Cody clearly is supposed to be a babyface, like in the eyes of the company, but the crowd clearly does not want him, or they do not want to cheer him, at least against Randy Orton. But they also, like, they don't want to boo him in all the situations. So towards the finish after some signature moves from both guys. There was a great RKO counter to Cody coming off the top with a Cody cutter. Cody poked Randy in the eyes, and Orton grabs the referee, Charles Robinson, and hits an RKO because I guess he was blinded. But it's like Charles Robinson was behind him. Cody Rhodes was in front of him. So did he think Cody Rhodes teleported like Danhausen and was suddenly behind him? Did he not realize that Charles Robinson is, you know, a foot shorter than Cody Rhodes and probably 70 pounds less? Regardless, he gives him an RKO. Then Pat McAfee runs down in a neck brace and a ref shirt. We never found out if this was official, but he gets to the count and they act like Pat McAfee is a real referee, a licensed ref. He counts one. He counts two. But Cody kicks out. So then Randy looks around, grabs Pat McAfee, and gives him an RKO. What? Then Cody grabs Randy Orton from behind. He delivers the crossroads. He gets the win. He retains the belt. The crowd cheers for him as he wins and defeats the man they were cheering for the whole time. Afterwards, Cody celebrates for a little bit. Randy beats him up, punts Cody in the face. And no joke, I don't know if it's from this, but Cody now has a broken orbital bone. They had to schedule what was his $10,000 a ticket bus tour the next day for the poor souls who had purchased such a thing. This was amazing to watch on many levels. A good match, I guess, but 2 years in a row now, 2 years in a row, these celebrities from out of nowhere have been the bane of existence for Cody Rhodes in the main events. Hey, we'll be back to cover night two after the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
At Kohl's, spring style starts with the season's best shoe sale and continues with 15% off the rest of your looks. But with great outfits from Kohl's, what happens next is unexpected. Strangers ask where you shop. The breeze feels like it's blowing just for you. Your kids pose for photos willingly. Yep, great spring outfits can do that kind of thing. Find yours at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offers end April 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air. Filthy Tom Lawler in charge today, like Large Marge. And following up on the main event of WrestleMania Night 1, where Cody Rhodes defeated Randy Orton, I'd like to get into some comments that Randy Orton's old muse, Pat McAfee, made today on his show. Pat McAfee did a show, I believe he was in a neck brace the entire time on ESPN. He said, "The good news is the business doesn't need to be saved after all. Good for them. Good for me. I finished my story." I didn't know he was writing one. Hey, I guess if you're going to be the next Sylvester Stallone, you're going to start writing a ton of stories. So he said, "I came up in the Indies, IWA East Coast. I went through developmental, NXT. I was a wrestler trained by Rip Rogers, the same guy that trained everybody that's retiring kind of currently." I can't do that voice anymore. "Got to WWE, commentated, lucky to do that. Did pre-shows, lucky to do that. Wrestled, lucky to do that. Reffed, lucky to do that. Managed, lucky to do that. It's been a hell of a run. Thank you, wrestling. It was an honor to be over there." So, sounds like he's done. Said the wrestling business just kind of rearview mirror. "And to the wrestling business, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you." Well, I mean, I guess if that really is the end of Pat McAfee, I would like to also thank him, because I think he's done in some ways, he did too much over the past few years. Some would say overexposed himself across a ton of media outlets. But, you know, especially in his initial run in WWE, before he was everywhere doing everything, I thought he was awesome and added a ton of energy, a ton of excitement. But, you know, over the past year or so, and even he's admittedly said it in some interviews, the business passed him by in some ways. But sounds like he's gone. So hopefully, I mean, we're going to see more Pat McAfee, even if it's not in the WWE, because he's going to be on your TV screens. TKO, figurehead, the man in charge, the boss with all the money, Ari Emanuel, wants to make him an even bigger star than he already is. So you're going to see Pat McAfee around, but perhaps not in the WWE. A man you are going to be seeing a ton of, hopefully, in the WWE over the next decade or two. Started off night one, night two. And that man is the ruler, Oba Femi. Oba Femi made a huge splash here. Not his first matches, obviously, on the main roster, but his first, well, I mean, he had that showcase match against Cody Rhodes that went to a no contest. But this is, despite him facing the champion, then this is just bigger. This has been built up so well over the past few months. This, I think, was the match that most of the people were most excited to see coming into it. And we got pretty much what I expected. I didn't think we'd get a long, drawn-out match. Oba Femi, I haven't even mentioned who Oba Femi wrestled. This is Oba Femi versus the Beast, Brock Lesnar. Two irresistible forces, immovable objects, absolute monsters. This was sub 5 minutes, big move after big move, but each man, it wasn't like they no-sold. They each had their turns to show their dominance, and the other guy was like a wounded monster. However, they were able to come back. Brock caught Oba charging him in the corner, delivered an F5. Oba took him a second, but he got up to a knee. He built up a little bit more strength, stood up to his feet. Brock, kind of shocked as he turned around, approached Oba, who grasped Brock the Beast right by the goozle, right by the throat, lifted him high in the air, chokeslammed Brock Lesnar, and then hoisted him high up in the air, pop-up powerbomb, fall from grace. Oba Femi pins Brock Lesnar. And like I said, you are going to see huge things from Oba Femi over the next decade, I hope at least. But one man I don't think we're going to see anything out of again, in a shocker, Brock Lesnar, after the match, sits there and he looks around. He's thinking. He starts unwrapping his gloves. And I've been there. I've been in this very situation. Not in the wrestling ring, but retiring from a sport, retiring from MMA a few years ago, not telling anybody. He starts undoing his gloves, and you can see it hits him then. He starts crying. And it's like, we've never seen this out of Brock Lesnar. But he is starting to tear up. He's also laughing, trying to laugh it off. The crowd is ooing, eyeing. They are in shock at what they're seeing. And as Brock takes off his gloves, lays them in the center of the ring, he takes off his boots, he lays them in the center of the ring, he salutes the crowd. They are chanting, "Thank you, Brock." Paul Heyman gives him this long look, kind of confusion. Brock Lesnar, he throws up the X with his arms. He and Paul Heyman hug. They embrace for a long time in the center of the ring, and it appears that we have lost the Beast, Brock Lesnar. The Beast has been slayed right in front of us and has chosen to walk away from the business. So, listen, I don't think we're going to see Brock again. If this was a work, these guys are fantastic workers. Brock, one of the best ever, regardless if this is a work or not. Either way, Brock is a fantastic professional wrestler that we've watched over the past 20 years. I don't think he gets the credit from some people for being so good at working as he is. And this shocked me. I thought we were going to get Gunther asking Paul Heyman for a match with Brock and then eventually retiring. But hey, I guess this man always goes out on his own accord, and he did so here. His daughter, big time shot put superstar, and Brock passed the torch to another shot putter in Oba Femi, the ruler, the big star, I think, of WrestleMania. Then we had Penta winning the Intercontinental ladder match. This was fantastic. Unlike most ladder matches, they did a great job of doing what I thought were relatively safe in the grand scheme of things spots. These were impressive, but not death-defying. We didn't have guys taking spills over the top to the outside multiple times through ladders, through tables. But this was well put together. One of my favorite ladder matches, actually, because it was a little bit different than the standard that we've seen so often over the past 20 years with just car crash after car crash. But Ray put Rusev through a ladder with an elevated seated splash over the ropes to the floor. Javon hit an OG cutter on Rusev that pulled him off a ladder. JD McDonough was great. He took a sick Mexican destroyer off a ladder, through another ladder by Penta. And at the finish, Javon Evans looked like he was going to be alone to scale the ladder. He gets in the ring as it was cleared out, but Penta runs in, leaps off the ladder right into a Mexican destroyer. The ring is cleared. This is a lot different than what you usually see with two guys fighting up top. Somebody takes a big bump and they climb up. This was Penta with the sky open above him. He walks right up that ladder. He ascends to the heavens and grabs his Intercontinental Championship, pulls it down, and retains the belt. Fantastic 15 minutes of wrestling. And if you want to get new fans on ESPN and pull them into possibly purchasing ESPN Unlimited, which I don't know how many people don't have ESPN Unlimited at this point, but if you didn't and you watch Brock Lesnar lose to Obafemi and then retire, and then you see the action in this ladder match, I mean, it can't get much better from what they presented here on night two on ESPN. We then had Trick Williams defeat Sami Zayn like everyone expected for the U.S. title. Lil Yachty was with Trick, who had an enormously long entrance coat. Yachty, one of my favorite recent celebrities, doesn't try to get himself over most of the time, gets beat up. He was checking on Trick during the match, and Sami jumps him, throws him into the barricade. Sami played the total heel here, gives Trick a brainbuster on the apron, almost tries to get the count out. Gives him a haluva kick on the floor. The crowd's booing the gingerbread man, Sami Zayn. He lines up for another haluva kick as Trick got in the ring, but the ref was with Trick. Yachty necks Sami on the rope. Trick hits the spinning boot, lines up for the Trick knee, but Sami actually stops him. So Little Yachty's interference, this is why I love Little Yachty. His interference didn't even leave directly to the finish. He's not even an effective enough celebrity to affect the outcome of the match in a major way. Sami Zayn stops Trick, gives him the exploder in the corner, lines up for the haluva kick, but Trick meets him with an exposed Trick knee shot, wins the Intercontinental title, 7 minutes, celebrates with his family afterwards. Hey, got Trick over. Demon Finn Balor took on Rey Mysterio. This was a good match. A feud we thought would culminate last WrestleMania carries all the way through to this one under street fight rules. They beat each other up with a ton of objects. Dom tried a 619 with a chair around Balor's neck, but Balor got away, battered him with it, wrapped him in the chair, delivered a shotgun dropkick into the corner. Coup de grace for the win through a table. Demon Finn Balor finally, we've been waiting forever, defeats Dominic Mysterio. We had Priority Pass VIP guest Adam Weitzman, who is a recycling billionaire from New York, sitting ringside, said zero words. He paid thousands and thousands of dollars to be at commentary, said zero words, smiled like a Cheshire cat who was just got done eating excrement. And he was ringside for this Rhea Ripley versus Jade Cargill match. Probably the best Jade Cargill match I ever saw. B-Fab and Mission interfered repeatedly. Jade hit a one-winged angel. Then Mission and B-Fab were cornering Rhea on the floor. But Io Sky ran down, took them both out, gave them both a moonsault. Rhea went for the riptide. Jade got out, hit a pump kick, went for Jaded. But Rhea countered, hit the riptide, won the women's title. We then had John Cena, the host, come out. And for once, we could see him both nights. He announced the attendance as 55,255 for night two. He was cut off by The Miz and Kit Wilson. The Miz said last year he never got his WrestleMania moment, and he's not going to leave tonight until he gets it. So Cena's like, you know what? We got some history. Fine. That's cool. Shakes hands with The Miz. Pretends he doesn't know who Kit Wilson is. Maybe he actually doesn't. Danhausen, of course, then interrupts. He rides to the ring on a convertible hearse. He has a number of little people in Danhausen garb. Shakes Cena's hand. Miz says, if we wanted to see a circus, we wanted to see the Wizard of Oz, we would have gone down a street to the Sphere. The crowd boos. Kit Wilson then pushes one of the poor little people down to the ground. Danhausen then instructs them to go after him. One of the little people punches Kit in the genitals. They swarm him, beat him up. Danhausen then punches Miz in the groin, gives him a two-finger eye poke Shufflehausen. And we will come back in the final segment of Wrestling Observer Live with the final segment of WrestleMania Night 1 and Night 2, Roman Reigns versus CM Punk. Join us. I love the river, you're stopping your home.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back here with you in the final segment, and still I could talk about this match for much more than the 2.5 minutes that I'm provided with, because Roman Reigns and CM Punk in the main event of night 2 of WrestleMania had a epic match, is what I would call it. This was your traditional main event WWE style match that we have seen over the past, I would say, 20 or so years. Kickouts of finishers, a lot of big drawn out spots. There were no interference. There was no interference by anybody not in the match. There were, I would say, they kept the shenanigans to somewhat of a minimum. The ref let a ton go, although this was not like a no DQ stipulation at one point. And these two did a great job of making you think, well, did a great job of portraying hating each other. I don't know on what level they do get along, but the ref let a lot go. I thought that they did a great job of just being more violent than they usually are. At one point, Roman hung Punk up in a tree of woe facing the outside, whacked him in the head with the steel steps, and powerbombed him through a table. Reigns tried for a GTS, but he got countered. Punk ended up with an Ula Fala from, I believe, Carlos Olberg, the UFC light heavyweight champion. For how long, I don't know. He's injured. He went for a spear, but Roman wrapped him in a guillotine choke. He could not get the win. Then they went back and forth. Punk threw some tape in Roman's face. The ref went to pick it up. He low-blowed Reigns, gave him a GTS, only got two, went for another, but Reigns slipped out the back, hit a spear, and won the, I don't even know what belt it is, but he is now one of the champions in WWE at the top of the card. Roman Reigns back on top, throw up the ones, the OTC, the tribal chief, back as the head of the table. There's nothing announced for Raw tonight except for you're going to see Roman Reigns. So I'm hoping for a ton of surprises. I'm hoping Obafemi wins all the belts, and we'll be back for the rest of the week on Wrestling Observer Live.